We're learning the fourth paragraph in the Shemoneh Esrei, HaTachonin L'Adam Das, brought down in the 18th chapter in the Sefer Shiboli Leket, discusses the origin for this bracha, the bracha of HaTachonin. Says that this bracha was recited by the Malachim, by the angels, when they saw that Hashem had taught Yosef HaTzadik the 70 languages of the world, which was a requisite for assuming the role of viceroy, the second in command in Mitzrayim in Egypt. Another explanation of the source of the origin of this bracha of Das is brought down in the Perkei de Rabbi Elazar. He says that Ruach Elyonim, that those that are up high, the Malachim, the angels, saw Shemasar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem HaMafarish LaMoshe, that they saw that Moshe had learned this powerful, great name of Hashem. And because of this, V'anu, the angels responded, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chanin HaDoas, blessed is Hashem, the one who provides and gives, a gracious giver of wisdom. So perhaps based on the words of the Perkei de Rabbi Elazar, we could understand the reason why this is the first bracha, which we're asking for things. Because very often, when it comes to knowledge, comes to wisdom, we have the mistake that we make is that it comes from myself. You know, a lot of some good studying, and we take it for granted. The fact that I have a 1600 on my SAT, which nowadays wouldn't mean anything. Now it's a 2400. Then the reality is, it's not something which you can only point to yourself, but rather the bracha of HaTachonin L'Adam Das is that Hashem grants us this wisdom. And that's something which we have to acknowledge up front. And not only someone who is an average person, but even a Moshe Rabbeinu, who has such tremendous wisdom. Yosef also, who was able to learn so much Torah. It says that Yosef, when he was only 17, when he was sold, he had already learned everything that his father Yaakov had learned in the yeshiva of Shem Be'Ever. And the commentators explain that Yaakov was in Shem Be'Ever. Yaakov was a scholar himself. And nonetheless, it took him 14 years to master that. And his child was only 17 years old. He already had learned everything. Nonetheless, when it comes to Yosef, as well as the great Moshe, the sources point to those people when it comes to this bracha. That even they, with their ultimate wisdom, they have to realize that it was really Hashem that provided and gave them this knowledge. Now, what does this bracha mean when it says HaTachonin L'Adam Das? So it's translated over here in the art scroll that you graciously, like from the word chen, grace. And it sounds similar to that, but based on the words of the Migdal David, Rav David Bar Shmuel Kochbi, who passed away in 1340, that he says that V'hanichu bo lashon chanina shehu chesed gadol me'es Hashem, that the word chen corresponds to a tremendous amount of kindness that Hashem provided to us, that He gave us this knowledge, this wisdom. Some explain that the word chonen does not come from the word chen, graciousness, but rather it comes from the word chinam. Chinam means something which is for free, which is a good price, doesn't cost anything, it's no payment. Which means that Hashem gives us the gift of wisdom. Even though we may not be worthy of it, Hashem will still give it to us anyway. That's the significance that we're saying. Even though we're not deserving of this knowledge, you still give it to us anyway. We mentioned yesterday that Das is also the ability to differentiate and to see differences between two things. This was clearly the case in the addition for Motzei Shabbos, which is the Havdalah, which in itself means to separate between things, between the weekday, between Kodesh L'Chol on the Shabbos, between Or L'Choshech, between light and dark. And the very beginning, similar to Atachonin, we say Atachonan Tanu L'Madat Torah Secha, that you have given us chinam, for free, the intelligence to be able to study your Torah. And the message here is that it's not just that we are given this blessing of wisdom, but also we have to be able to use those things, those gifts that we have, to be able to use them appropriately. The fact that you have a gift, it's our responsibility to cultivate those skills and otherwise it'll be wasted, which is a complete shame. That would be a terrible thing. The Be'er Heitev, along these lines, as we mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, discussing the idea of Havdalah, said that there's a significance why Havdalah is placed in the bracha of Das, because you need this Das, you need intellect to be able to distinguish and differentiate between what's Shabbos and now it's no longer Shabbos. And the Be'er Heitev says, V'chein mavdil b'motzi Shabbos v'yom tov, we make Havdalah at this point, l'fish u'chachma, because it corresponds to knowledge, she'adam mavdil bein davar l'davar, because this means you can distinguish and differentiate between two things. L'chein kavuhu bebirchas ha'chachma, that's why it's established in this blessing. And he says, v'remez l'davar, if you want to know a hint to this matter, the word bina, which corresponds to knowledge and wisdom, spelled beis, yud, nun, hey, or is actually an acronym. It's Rashi Tevos, bisamim, which is the beis, which is the spices. The yud in the word bina is yayin, the wine. The nun corresponds to the ner, the candle that we use. And finally, the hay is the actual havdalah, the paragraph afterwards. Of course, it's not in the correct order, because of course we say yayin before the besamim, but nonetheless, the idea of bina is exactly that, the concept of the havdalah and all the things that we use therein. So says the Be'er Heitev. In conclusion, perhaps we can say that the Medrash, which told us the origin of Chachma, of the origin of this bracha, of asking Hashem for insights, which is really to be able to differentiate, perhaps it makes sense why it was learned out, according to at least one opinion, by Yosef HaTzadik. Because it was in the days of Yosef that the bracha was introduced, that Yosef was a person who was able to make a Havdalah, being Kodesh Shechol, between something which was holy and something which was not holy. Bein Yisrael la'amim, between himself who was a Jew and all the environment around him, which was certainly not like that. That Yosef separated himself from the Tumah, from impurity of Mitzrayim, and he was Tahar, he remained pure. He was able to differentiate between Chol and that which is Kodesh. And most importantly, Bein Yisrael la'amim, that he continued to identify himself as Bnei Yisrael, one of Yisrael, or Yaakov's children. And he remained as a Jew, regardless of his environment. And this, in fact, is the message that this is the origin of Yosef, that it's Chachma, that it was Yosef who remained Yosef at Tzaddik, a level that we should all strive to reach. Rabbi Chanan Mechashu, Atzach HaDash Baruch, Atzach HaFichach, Harba, Hanu, Termetz, Shnemar, Adonai HaFetz, Amasin, Koyadil, Tadav, Yadir, Kaddish.